Hello, everybody, and welcome to this call, Abundance in Love. This is part two of How to Be Abundant. And I'm absolutely thrilled to have all of you joining in today from all different parts of North America and Europe, and you're either on the phone or coming in through the web. So I'm very excited to be doing this call with all of you today. This is Pragito Dove, your host, and let's get to it. Now, when it comes to love, how many of you are living in the idea that someone completes me? Somebody else out there is going to complete me. See, what happens is when you buy into this idea, you are putting your happiness in the hands of somebody else. So you're starting from a place of lack. You're starting from a place of, I'm not enough. I need to find somebody else out there to complete me, to make me feel whole. And I wonder how long some of you might have been searching for Prince Charming or for Cinderella. Or how many of you have just given up? Because it doesn't matter how long you look for this conditioned ideal. See, it just doesn't exist. And this idea of a soulmate, it just leads to heartbreak and sorrow. Because what we are looking for cannot be found in someone else. We have to find it first in ourselves. Now, this is standing everything you've been taught on its head. Because we are all conditioned to find love somewhere out there in somebody else. And so this is the main reason why so many relationships, and I'm sure you can relate to that either from your own life or from friends and family members, why relationships don't work, because we are putting such a stress on this person that we've met that they have to be this ideal. So what we have to do is give ourselves everything we are looking for on the outside. Take care of us. Take care of me, because we need to complete ourselves. See, abundant love is not based in a deficit, in inadequacy. You are the source and foundation of love. We all are. Give it to yourself first. You need to complete you. So then, this is how it really works. When you live with an open heart, loving yourself first, what you're doing is you are saying yes to abundant love. And as abundant love is not based in a deficit, and it is not based in a perceived inadequacy, then you are in the fullest expression of love that you can offer anybody. Does that make sense? So you're coming from a place of fullness. You're coming from a place of abundance. Now, my question to you is, are you willing to say yes to abundance in love? Are you willing to stop looking outside you for yourself for that which you can only truly find from within your own being? See, the truth is we are all born full of love. Every child is born full of love, connected to the all-encompassing source of love. And we already have what we're looking for. It's just we've all received this unfortunate conditioning from people who don't know any better. that love has to be found from somebody out there. And then you try and legalize it with a piece of paper, which doesn't work either. Because you can't force love because you've signed a piece of paper with somebody. You can force a business deal. If you've signed a piece of paper for a business deal with somebody that, you know, you will do such and such for so much money and you don't do it, then they can sue you and get their money back. That's business deal. But with love, how can you, you know, when you look at it, how can you really sign a piece of paper and then guarantee to somebody you're going to love them forever? Now, you can mean it at the time, and I'm sure all the people that do get married do mean it when they say it. But the thing is that love isn't necessarily going to last. People fall out of love with a person. Not because they want to do it on purpose, but it just happens. Or they might meet somebody else and fall in love with somebody else. Because love cannot be controlled in that way. And that's what's difficult. That's what's difficult for the mind, which is trying to control love. So we have to start off from a different premise, this premise that we are all already abundant in love. And we don't need to be controlling anything, and we don't need to be controlling anybody, because we already have this abundance of love inside of us. So are you willing to recognize that everything you've wanted in a partner already exists within you? And here's the thing, even if that partner shows up, all they're doing is mirroring back to you your own inner magnificence. Now just take a breath here, just breathe for a moment. And really take this in. Be with this. Because we're completely turning this quest for relationships on its head. And it takes a moment to get this because it's going against all your conditioning. What we're doing is we are anchoring you as the source and foundation of abundance of love so that you may abundantly be loved. I'm just going to say that again. What we are doing is anchoring you as the source and foundation of abundance and love so that you may abundantly be loved. So are you willing to say yes to the truth that the greatest love of all resides within your own being and you already are loved just the way you are, completely in this moment? Yes. And breathe down into the belly and feel this and receive this and take this in. Because this is a big turning point. This is how you can move from lack, from feeling inadequate, from feeling depleted, to abundance, just with this understanding. Just with this understanding. Because every single one of us, every single person on the planet is a soul that is full of love and joy and happiness and abundance. We are abundance. We are love. That is our essence. That is who we are. And love is everywhere. It's inside of us and it's all around us. So we have to just change our thinking. And then what we have to do, and I'm going to lead you through a little meditation journey here if you would like to do this with me, closing your eyes and have your palms up in the posture of receiving, because today's call is all about you receiving. You're receiving this information and receiving this energy of love. So, okay, so what gets in our way? What gets in our way of receiving this love that is already there? We all have unexpressed fears that run our lives. Old fears, they create beliefs and stories that keep you anchored in the past. And then, of course, what we do is we project these fears onto people and events in our lives today. So, for example, if you have been abused by a man as a child, then the fear is, oh, all men are abusive. And what you have to say to yourself as an adult self now is that true? Is that the truth? And see, it's not the truth. All men are not abusive. Some men are. But in my opinion, most men are not abusive. And so what we have to do is, first of all, recognize that we have that fear, that we have that pattern, and then we have to look at it and say, is that true? No, it isn't true. All men are not abusive. So what I want us to do now, to take you into a little journey into the past, to look at all your past relationships, and I want you to let memories arise. For how many times did you have your heart broken? At high school, in your early 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, and onwards. And what I want you to do is allow those memories to come up. Be with every loss, abandonment, or rejection that you have endured. Be with all this content. Just allow any and all of the emotions around these past hurts and pains to flow through you. Just see them and allow them to flow through you. Because the most intense experiences have been debilitating for you. They have kept you from experiencing love in its fullness in the here and now. So we all do this. We drag all this stuff from the past into our present moment. And it affects our relationships that we have now, even though the past has hurt, it's nothing to do with the person that we're with now. So what we want to do is find the courage to feel these vibrations and this content so that we can allow for a greater expression of love to be born. Because it's time to allow love to flow freely and fully. And breathe and continue to allow the memories and the vibrations underneath the vibrations to flow. All these past relationships, all these past hurts, allowing them to come up and to just flow through you, because then they will dissolve and flow out of you. And then something else to ask yourself is, what is it that you did to insulate yourself from hurt? What measures have you taken in life? What precautions have you taken to ensure that that temporary band-aid that you put on would never get ripped off? See, your fear of having your heart broken is keeping you from abundance and love. And it's the same with money. Your fear of losing money is keeping you from financial abundance. And your fear of disease or degeneration is keeping you from the fullness of health and vitality. So what we do is we put a wall up. But ultimately, the only thing that this wall has served to do is cut us off from everything that we truly want and desire in life. So take a long, deep cleansing breath. And I'm going to ask you, are you willing to surrender all of your past fears so that you may fully receive love in the present? Are you willing to do that? Yes. And as you do that, as you embrace all of your past fears, all of these past hurts, embrace them all in love. It wasn't your fault they happened. Things happen in life. So we want to continue to give ourselves tremendous compassion and love. that these things did happen to us and embrace them in our abundant hearts full of love and allow it all to flow through us and breathe. Because here's the thing, everything you have experienced in life has played its part in making you who you are. And it's time to make peace within yourself around every event that has transpired. So I'm going to stretch you even a little bit more today. And some of you may, you might find this a bit challenging, but I hope that you will go for it. Because what we want to do is free you up from all these past fears and hurts and programming so that you can fully receive and experience love now. So it's time to move into a thank you for every past event exactly the way it was. And with the complete acknowledgement that in the absence of a time machine, there is nothing we can do about what has transpired in our lives. It could not have been any other way. Now, this might be hard if you've had abuse in your background. And you might be thinking, well, how can you expect me to be grateful for the premature death of my wife or husband? And why are you asking me to be grateful for a child who suffers from a devastating illness? How can I be grateful for a heartbreaking divorce? And how can I be grateful for the physical and emotional scars that were inflicted during an abusive relationship? But I'm asking you to come into a place of neutrality around even the harshest of experiences and surround them with love and compassion. And know that many of these experiences were not your fault. So there's no blame to you. In fact, we're not really trying to blame anybody. We are simply recognizing that all these things are in the past and they cannot be changed, but they can be let go of with love. Always with love. Always bring love there for yourself. And if you can, for the other person, so that you can let it go. Because here's the thing, you cannot move on with your life while you are trapped in a cycle of torment. And that, because that serves to forever keep the abundance at a distance. And breathe, allow any feelings that are rising, and just breathe. And allow these emotions that are arising within your being to flow through you. Just allow them to flow up and out and through you. Because you have my full support. Because now it is time to move forward. And I'm here to hold your hand through it all. Allow yourself to fully feel these emotions. And step out of the right or wrong of it all. Feel all there is to feel. You could not be the brilliant being that you are today without authentically experiencing all that you have in life. So here's my question for you as you breathe and feel and allow and relax. Are you willing to allow the heaviness and debilitating vibrational density that has formed through these traumatic experiences to be effortlessly and gracefully lifted up and off you? Yes. Very good. So as we continue with our theme of gratitude, we want to live with a grateful and full heart in the now. Because having a full heart is accessing a full life. And don't wait for something obvious to be grateful for. Make a habit of being grateful for everything, every moment of every day. get in the habit of appreciating life for all that it is. For listening to this right now. Because by doing so, you will ensure that your heart will always remain full in the future. And what we're doing today is we're taking the Love and Appreciation Challenge. So for your whole day today, no matter what your experience is, and no matter how many people show up in your life, just offer them or the situation your gratitude. Starting today. Start when you wake up. Thank you for the gift of another day. Thank you for the blessing of each breath. Thank you for my children or my spouse. Thank you for this parking spot. I do that a lot because I love it when I get a great parking spot. Thank you for my job or thank you for my work. Thank you for my boss who stretches me and pushes me to be more of who I am, to strive for greater potential. Thank you for the roof over my head. So all these small things in life that are so easy to take for granted. But I want you to really focus on that gratitude practice because what it does is it keeps your heart full. It keeps you reminded of the fullness of love, of the abundance of love in your own heart. So today, will you practice random acts of gratitude throughout your day? And then extend it throughout the next day and the next day and make it a habit. Because if there's one thing that helps tremendously, if you have old hurts and wounds arising from past relationship hurts, is gratitude helps so much to heal and helps so much to remind you of what you have. And it activates the love that's already in your heart and it activates the law of attraction. And the other thing that gratitude does, it reminds you to receive. For the most part, we're all taught to give. And some people are very good at giving and they're not very good at receiving. And then some people are good at receiving and they're not so good at giving. And we really want to do both. We really want to be in a cycle of giving and receiving. So if your thing is that you're not so good at receiving, the posture for receiving is having your palms up, as if I've been encouraging you to do. That is the posture of receiving. And you can combine it with your gratitude practice to receive. And you might even find that nobody ever modeled receiving for you. I had to learn it. I had to pay attention and make a practice of it because nobody modeled it to me as a child. So allow yourself to receive and receive from yourself. And then also allow yourself to give. Because everything in life exists in a continuous flow of energy. And one of the most basic universal laws and principles, that which you give, you receive. And that which you put out into your life is what the world mirrors back to you. This is the law of attraction. And look at your own balance between giving and receiving. So expand your capacity to receive so that you can stretch into a greater and more expansive way of being. And each time you give to someone, and giving isn't just about money at all. Give of your heart, give of your kindness, your love. Your capacity to receive that which you have shared increases tenfold. And what you're doing basically is surrendering yourself as a container for the universe. You become a conduit for social change. You allow greater shifts to occur around you. And there's nothing more that the divine loves than a willing participant who is willing to carry our entire species along in its evolution, because as each one of us changes, as each one of us expands our capacity to give and receive, then it helps everybody around us. You see, there's a ripple effect. So be that container through which gifts and abilities flow through you. Abundance flows through you. And then you become love and abundance in action. You are it. You become it. And there's no lack anymore. There's no, I have to get love from out there for somebody to complete me. Because you already have it, and you're giving and you're receiving. You're in that flow of giving and receiving. And you will attract everything you need. We don't always get what we want, but we do get what we need. And we all need love. And there's plenty of love for all of us. There's an overflow of abundance of love for all of us. So remember to give love to yourself. Remember that you are the source and the foundation of love. Give to yourself first, and that you need to complete you. And then you will attract all the love that you need. And remember that the greatest love of all resides within your own being. And you are loved just the way you are, completely in this moment. And if old fears and old hurts arise, just let them flow through up and out of you. They'll flow through you up and out, so that you don't bring them into your present moment. And remember your gratitude practice every day for the small things. And your life will be filled with an abundance of love. And your practice of giving and receiving will expand you and will expand everyone around you. All right, my wonderful friends, I have opened the lines up now, and I would love to hear from you any questions you have, any challenges you are facing, anything you would like to share about what I've said, anything that's going well for you too. But I'm here to help. Who would like to go first? Who would like to go second then?
This is Sandy. That was lovely. Thank you. Feeling very relaxed, and I'm one of these people who have been very good at giving, because, you know, you're taught it's much better to give than receive, but I'm getting better at receiving.
Okay, good. And what is your name?
Sandy from Canada.
Sandy. Okay, so yes, you're absolutely right, Sandy. We are mostly taught to give, and usually the one we have to learn is receiving.
That's right, yeah.
So we have a balance. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So who is next with a question?
You have to give us a little bit of time to come down from that wonderful state of relaxation. Because my mind is sort of spinning a little bit right now, just thinking about everything you said.
Okay, well, I love that your mind is spinning. That means it's because we don't really need the mind for the heart, for love. And what is your name?
This is Courtney.
Courtney. Yes. Was that all new for you, or some of it you've heard before?
Oh, no.
Or?
Well, I am one of those that's given up on a relationship. But my situation, I am facing possibly losing my home because of financial hardships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to embrace that. And I've lived here 31 years and built this place, and it's very serene and peaceful and quiet, but maybe it's time for me to move on.
Yes.
And new adventures.
Only you can know that.
Yeah, well, I may not have a choice.
Well, I think, you know, first of all, decide what it is that you really want. Because you sound a little bit like at the effect of your circumstances rather than being in mastery of your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So spend some time with yourself and decide what it is that you really, really want. And if it is that you really, really want to stay in that house, then ask the universe for help. Ask for help around how you can stay in that house. But if the truth of the matter is, you feel, well, maybe it's time to move on. I've been here a long time. Maybe it's time to try something different. Then put your energy into that. Because that could be fun too, you know? But don't see yourself as a victim of your circumstances, because you're not a victim. Everything that happens in our life, we create. Whether we're conscious we're creating it or not is another matter, but we do create everything in our lives. And you know, you might not understand the reason for that right now. But if you come from that place of taking responsibility for creating the situation around your house, then look at what it is that you really, really want. And then gather your energy and your courage to make happen what it is that you want. Yes?
Yes, yes, yes. I just had my eyes closed and I was thinking, because that's another thing you touched on is to, you know, you can't change what's happened in the past.
That's right.
And I feel like I made some bad choices that have gotten me in this situation. So here comes the blame game.
Yes. So the first thing is to forgive yourself and love yourself no matter what, and have great compassion for yourself that you made these choices, whatever. Like I said, we don't have a time machine. We can't go back and change things. But what we do have is now. We have now to love yourself unconditionally, including all the mistakes. Love the mistakes. Because for whatever reason, which we don't fully know right now, they've brought you to where you are now. Yes?
Yes.
And maybe, you know, down the road later, you'll probably find out why this all happened, but we just don't know it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something in this for you. There's something in this for you to learn about yourself, to become more self-aware, to become more self-loving, more compassionate for yourself. And as you embrace yourself in your own heart with all the mistakes and all the things you didn't do right or whatever it is, then see what arises from that. Because you will start to have, this is when your creativity will start to arise. And you will start to have creative ideas on what direction you want to go in. Seeing if you can stay or moving on to somewhere else. And also, be willing to receive help. Are you good at receiving help?
I am.
You are?
I've asked.
Good, that's excellent. Because we always need support and we always need help.
But sometimes it's a little, we're not used to asking for help.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I'm sort of learning some humility here.
Well, that's good. Humility is good. And, you know, we don't want to let pride and ego get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is again about love and loving yourself and allowing others to love you, allowing others to support you, allowing others to help you in whatever form that comes, which is their way of loving you. Are you willing to allow others to love you?
Yes.
Good. Good. So does this help? Are you ready to move forward now?
Yes.
Well, thank you for your question. Because
okay,
I think
you're welcome.
I think a lot of people can relate to what you were saying. And so this is why I love when you share your questions, because other people can really benefit from listening to your question and what I say as the answer. We have time for one more question. Does anybody else have a question or something they want to ask? I'm here to help today. Everybody else is good?
Could I ask you a question?
Yes, absolutely. And what is your name?
This is Eugene.
Oh, Eugene. Yes, of course, Eugene. I couldn't hear you very well.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. I know we sometimes ask, you know, that we're open for abundance. What about saying we're open for love, or is that included in the abundance?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I missed the beginning.
Yeah. We might, you know, mention, we've talked before, you mentioned that, you know, we're telling the universe we're open for abundance. Do we also tell the universe we're open for love, or is that included in the abundance?
Well, love is included in abundance.
Okay.
Well, love is one of the dimensions of abundance. See, the problem is a lot of people think abundance, they only think about money.
Right.
And again, if you're only thinking about money, then you're coming from a place of lack.
Right.
Because abundance includes money. But it also includes love, and it also includes health and vitality, and it also includes your attitude, which I talked about in part one of this series. Yes?
Yes.
And so what we want to do is we want to remember how important all of these dimensions of abundance are. Because if we get stuck in just one, like money, for example, and then on top of that, we only look at what we don't have, yes?
Yes.
Always wishing we had more money than we do, then again, we put ourselves in this place of lack and scarcity, yes?
Yes.
Because we are ignoring what we do have financially. We're ignoring, you know, the roof over our head, the wonderful people we have in our lives, all the love. We're ignoring our health and vitality and just focusing on this one little area of, I wish I had more money. Yes?
Yes.
And so this is why I'm doing a four-part series on this, because part three, the next one we'll do, is it will be on money and wealth. And so what we want to do is be all-encompassing, and remember that abundance includes money and love and our health and vitality and our attitude. And to be aware that we, most of us have been conditioned in a fear, lack, and scarcity mindset. I was heavily conditioned in a fear, lack, and scarcity mindset. But we can become free of it because it's not the truth. It is a lie. The truth is we are all abundant beings. We have hearts full of love, and we live in an abundant universe. We are abundance. And we have to remember that. We have to remind ourselves, and that's why that gratitude practice I was talking about is so valuable. To remember what we have. Thank you when you wake up in the morning. Thank you for breathing fresh air. Thank you for the roof over my head. You know, thank you for my health today. And so on and so on. Because when we keep ourselves in that place of gratitude, that is love, that is abundance, and then we attract more good things. Does this answer your question?
Definitely.
Okay, well, thank you for asking that, Eugene.
You're welcome.
And I do want to mention that Eugene is a member of my Inner Circle membership, which we have once a month. It's a one-hour class once a month, and you're all welcome to join, where we talk about whatever is going on with you, and we look at ways to bring your energy up and your attitude up. If the conditioning has got in the way, if fear has got in the way, if old wounds and hurts have got in the way, it's a really great way on a monthly basis to stay connected with people who are like-minded and like-hearted and looking for the same things as you, that love and abundance. And you can find that on my website, www.discovermeditation.com. It's on the home page there. Pragito's Inner Circle, and I would love to have you all join us. And I want to thank you all for your presence on the call today. I'm always grateful to all of you for joining in so we can have these wonderful conversations and create this amazing energy. And do listen to the recording again and again, because there's a lot in this call and a lot of shifting happened today and will continue to happen for you. So I encourage you to listen to the recording, because these kind of calls, like each time you listen to it, you can hear just a little piece that you didn't hear before. And I wish you all a wonderful, love-filled month, and look out for the announcement for part 3 of this call, of this series of How to Be Abundant. Part 3 will be about money. And I will look forward to talking to you all then. And thank you again. I'm honored to participate in this call with you, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Well.